Just 70 miles west of Boston lies the bucolic Quabbin, 80,000 acres of majestic views, trees, and pristine water. Cliff Reed of the Department of Conservation and Recreation explains, it provides clean tap water for 2.2 million people in eastern Massachusetts.
The entire reservoir holds 412 billion gallons of water. At the time it was built, it was the largest drinking water reservoir built for that purpose in the entire world.
That's right, built. The largest body of fresh water in Massachusetts was created by damming the Swift River and letting the valley flood. It was the answer to a centuries-old problem. Boston did not have enough clean drinking water. The only issue? There were people living in the valley, 2,500 of them.
There were four towns that lay in the Swift River Valley, and these had to be disincorporated.
Quaint New England towns, Prescott, Greenwich, Dana, and Enfield. They were the kinds of towns where folks shopped at the general store, sent their kids to school during the day, and went to church on Sundays. For generations, people were born there. They grew up there. They grew old there. But it all came to an end in 1927. That's when the state passed the Swift River Act.
That gave the authority and the funding for taking the land by eminent domain of those four towns.
Over the next 10 years, the state's watershed agency cleared the entire valley. Thousands of laborers removed every building, every home, every tree. Even the bodies in the cemeteries were removed. Today, there are precious few who remember the lost towns. Most of them were just school kids when their families were forced to leave. They gather every few months here at the Quabbin Visitor Center for what they call Tuesday Tea, to swap photos and share stories and memories. Bob Wilder grew up on a farm in Enfield. He remembers the day in 1938 that his family was forced to leave.
My grandmother used to wear a bib apron, and one day she came home, and when she got nervous, she used to wrap her hands in that to keep her hands still. And she had her hands all wrapped up in that apron, and we knew something was cooking. And she says, you know, we gotta go.
Like hundreds of other families in the valley, the Wilders' way of life was taken from them.
My family was bitter. They were bitter, and you would be bitter if you saw our little town and they took it away from you. They being this organization out in Boston, we didn't know them.
Residents were paid compensation for losing their property. But Dana native Earl Cooley says that wasn't enough.
They didn't get paid that much for their houses either. If they had a business, that didn't count into it.
Cooley's grandfather owned the sawmill in town.
Grandfather, he never recovered from it once they moved. He only lived about 6 months after they moved out of the Quabbin.
You think the move killed him?
I do.
Richard Rohan's family was forced to leave Enfield, too.
Obviously, it was very upsetting to them. They did not care too much for the people of Boston. Let's put it that way.
But Rohan's family also benefited. The construction of the reservoir provided thousands of jobs at the height of the Great Depression.
My father and my uncles, they worked here in Quabbin for the rest of their lives, to be honest about it. So actually, it provided a living for us, too.
Today, Bob Wilder and other former residents volunteer at the Quabbin, speaking to visitors from Boston about the origins of their clean water.
A bunch of kids from Boston came down on a bus, and we asked them if they knew where the water came from, and they said, yeah, from our faucets. And we were shocked. They weren't taught the sacrifices that all these people, their cemeteries that were moved, all the things that happened, they weren't taught about that.
Wilder says that meeting the people who benefit from his sacrifice has changed him for the better.
I was one of the most bitter people, I think, that came out of the valley. And it changed because all of a sudden I realized those aren't some kind of subhuman beings up there. Those are human beings with families just like ours. And they had to have it. It was a necessity, and it was worth the sacrifice.
Something to think about next time you turn on the tap for a glass of clean water. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Street beside the red neon light that that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and I ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know, the sun's setting fast, and just like they say,